Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Zootopia 2 has come home to Disney+.
Let's go!
Get ready for a new case.
We're gonna crack this case and prove we're victorious partners of all time!
New friends.
You are...
Gary the Snake.
And your last name?
The Snake.
Dream team.
And new habitats.
Zootopia has a secret reptile population.
You can watch the record-breaking phenomenon at home.
You're clearly working it.
Zootopia 2, now available on Disney+, rated PG.
Morning decisions. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel, maybe. Or a white chocolate mocha. Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
AI is moving fast across the enterprise. But without visibility, it's just chaos. Different tools, different models, different teams using AI in completely different ways. ServiceNow turns that chaos into control. With the AI Control Tower, you see all your AI across the business in one place. What it's doing, what it's done, and what it's about to do. So you stay in control. To put AI to work for people, visit servicenow.com.
Maybe you from the 1970s, when the Los Angeles Rams was known as the Prison Foursome because of that defensive line. Or maybe you in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you in the here and now, with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. It doesn't matter, but when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing today? It is Thursday, November 20th, 2025. 1 week before the Thanksgiving holiday hits. I hope y'all ready for Thanksgiving. I know I'm ready for Thanksgiving. It's going to be a blast. It's always a good time to get around Thanksgiving, to be around family, friends, and watch some football. But that is next week. We are focusing on this week as week 12, kicks off tonight when the Buffalo Bills travel down to Houston to take on the Houston Texans. A very interesting matchup to kick off week 12. And we'll get to week 12 of the Rams as they are back on primetime. We'll get to that later on in the show. We're going to recap a big game that took place in SoFi Stadium between the Rams and the Seahawks, the winner taking control of the NFC West. What a game that was. But before I do that, let me get my introductions out the way. Down in the Playmaker Silence here. Thank you for tuning in to Rams Talk. If you're watching on the Playmakers Blog YouTube channel, go ahead, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. If you're watching on my personal LinkedIn page, go ahead, connect, follow me on LinkedIn, and also slide over to the Playmakers Blog Network on YouTube and hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. This is Ramley Talk. This is your Rams Nation East Coast station out here in Jacksonville, Florida. It's an honor and privilege to bring you another episode of Ramley Talk out here from the East Coast. And I will be giving you some news a little later on in the show that you can look forward to. But for now, now that we got our introductions out the way, let's jump right into it. Let's get into what took place in week 11 at SoFi Stadium. It was the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Seattle Seahawks. Both teams came in at 7-2. Winner takes control of the NFC West at the third way point, the third quarter point of the season. You know, we're going into week 12 and you still got all those. But it's getting there. This is a big game. And The Rams wore their rivals jersey, those midnight mode uniforms, which I love, by the way. I absolutely love those uniforms. I love it. I love it. I know there's some of you out there who don't like it, you know, and whatnot, but I love that look. That was a very good look. They need to wear those again. Not every time, but for special moments, special key games, you know, stuff like that. They need to bring them bad boys out, because I love them uniforms. I'm sorry, I do. I absolutely love them. But to the game at hand, the Rams came out on top 21-19. They, interesting game in some aspects. Okay. The game shouldn't even been that close if you watch the game. It shouldn't have been that close. The Rams should have won by probably about 10, 14 points. Because the Rams defense dominated this game. But the Seahawks show why they have a top defense as well. Because even though the Rams was dominant against the Seattle Seahawks offense, the Seattle defense did not let the Rams run away with it. In which the Rams could have, you know. Sam Darnold had a terrible game. 4 interceptions by one Samuel Darnold. 29-44, 279 through the air. Kenneth Walker had the lone Seahawks touchdown that was in the fourth quarter, which helped bring the game closer to what it was. Justin Smith Ojigba, he's just that dude. I'm just going to say this. He's just that dude. 9 catches, 405 yards. He's just that dude. But we did not let him get in the end zone, which is a good thing. Matthew Stafford, 15-28, 130 through the air and 2 touchdowns. That's because Matthew Stafford, you was missing some throws, sir. If we're going to be honest, you was missing some throws that you usually make. Was that pressure? Was that to see how defense was playing? Could be. But you was missing some throws. You could have had 4 touchdowns, to be honest. You could have had 2 more touchdowns. But you missed the throws. But hey, nevertheless, these type of games happen. Kerryon Williams, 12 carries, 91 yards and a touchdown. Puka Nacua, 7 catches, 75 yards. Davante Adams had another touchdown. Matter of fact, Davante Adams' 1,000 reception was a touchdown. So congratulations to Davante Adams having 1,000 catches of your career and it being a touchdown to boot. So you just continue on up the history ladder for wide receivers. You should be going in the Hall of Fame because you have your wide receiver resume is impeccable. Now, we can add a Super Bowl championship to your resume that were definitely solidified. So we want to make sure that you are a lock. So we might need to get you that Super Bowl championship so that you will be a lock for the Hall of Fame. But, man, your career has been amazing from Green Bay to Vegas to the Jets and now with us here at the Rams. Amazing work. Amazing work. Now, I will say this. Because I don't have the team statistics for this one, so I'm going to leave this screen up. Actually, you know what? No, let's go full screen here. I will say this. I'm not too down on the offense because for the past, 4 or 5 games, that offense has been lights out. So you can't expect lights out performance every week in the NFL season. You get 17 games. It's going to be games where the offense just doesn't have it. And this one, the offense wasn't clicking all cylinders like they've been doing. So I'm not going to be too hard for them. Very good. Very good Seattle defense, okay? So that has something to do with it, even though we missed some throws and didn't do much on offense. It's a very good Seattle defense. So I'm not going to be too hard on the offense. They had their letdown game. Defense picked them up with 4 turnovers. Didn't allow Seattle, only allowed Seattle 1 touchdown in the red zone out of 4 tries. Set up with 3 field goals in the red zone. So, it is what it is. I do will say this. Defense did kind of let off on the gas pedal a little bit on the final drive. But nevertheless, Jason Myers missed the 61-yard field goal, which had no chance whatsoever. And we got it, and we escaped with the victory. So, you know, yeah, we can be picky if we want to. And, hey, they didn't do this. They didn't do it. But, hey, look, it's an NFL season. 17 games. It's going to be weeks when you're not on. Offense wasn't on Sunday, but they did enough, and the defense did their part to make sure that we got the dub. So I am not mad. I am not disappointed. We got the win, okay, which is the most important thing. We got the dub, as I go back to this. And I want to give a shout-out, though. Special teams player of the week for the NFC side, Ethan Evans, who did the best punt I have ever seen watching football. The way he punted that football, the best punt I have ever seen. That thing literally bounced at the 1 yard line, flipped in the air. No, I take that back. I think that it bounced at the 3 yard line, bounced in the air, and landed right out of bounds in front of the pylon, which pinned Seattle at the 1 on their final drive. So when they had that time, it took them quite a time to get to that 61-yard field goal because of the punt that Ethan Evans did. My man, you deserve this honor for the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. The way that you punted against Seattle, phenomenal, sir. Phenomenal. You made them do something that they haven't been able to do. You forced them into a situation to be damn near perfect on the final drive, and they was not perfect on the final drive. Great job from you, Ethan Evans. Well deserved. I'm giving you your flowers because you deserve them, because you helped the Rams come out with that 21-19 victory, sir. You did it. You deserve the honor. You deserve the praises for this week. You earned it. Great job, sir. Great freaking job. Which brings us to the division standings. The Rams moved to 8-2 on the year, dropping Seattle to 73. San Fran 74 with a win against the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. So now we are sitting right here. We are leading the NFC West now, ladies and gentlemen. But that's just part one. We still have more games to go. And week 12, we are back in prime time. So after this commercial break, we're going to preview our prime time game down in SoFi.
No one goes to Hank's for spreadsheets. They go for a darn good pizza. Lately, though, the shop's been quiet, so Hank decides to bring back the $1 slice. He asks Copilot in Microsoft Excel to look at his sales and costs and help him see if he can afford it. Copilot shows Hank where the money's going and which little extras make the dollar slice work. Now Hank has a line out the door. Hank makes the pizza. Copilot handles the spreadsheets. Learn more at m365copilot.com/work.
This episode is brought to you by Ferrero. Soccer's biggest stage is approaching, and Ferrero is making it easy to go all in. Pick any two Ferrero brands from Kinder Bueno to Ferrero Rocher, and you could win the $1 million grand prize, plus an exciting range of daily and weekly prizes. Don't miss your shot. Official rules apply. Learn more at goallinandwin.com.
Everything Boston. I love you, you morons. You kiss on the block, New Edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, mm-hmm. Take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific time zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
Get Mounds of Entertainment with Paramount Plus. Stream new movies such as Mean Girls, Transformers Rise of the Beasts, and Good Burger 2 with Paramount Plus. Stream live sports such as the UEFA Champions League, the NFL on CBS, the PGA Tour, and March Madness. Catch hit CBS shows such as Fire Country, Ghost, NCIS, and more. But also catch exclusive originals with Paramount Plus such as Special Ops Lioness, The Famous Stallones, the new streaming home of Showtime. Watch Showtime original series and movies when you sign up with Paramount Plus with Showtime. Make it a fun action-packed adventure for the whole family and create kid-friendly profiles for the little ones. So much to stream with Paramount Plus, with over 45,000 full episodes from BET, CBS, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and more. Paramount Plus, Mount of Entertainment.
This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
Did you know if your windows are bare, indoor temperatures can go up 20 degrees? Get ahead of summer with custom window treatments like solar roller shades from Blinds.com and save up to 45% off during the Memorial Day early access sale. Whether you want to DIY it or have a pro handle everything, we've got you. Free samples, real design experts, and zero pressure. Just help when you need it. Shop up to 45% off site-wide right now during the early access Memorial Day sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And welcome back to Ramen Talk here on this Thursday, November 20, 2025, as we get ready for week 12 of the NFL season that kicks off tonight when the Buffalo Bills travel down south to the state of Texas to take on the Houston Texans. That should be a very interesting game for tonight. Those who are football fans and not just Ram fans, that should be a great way to kick off week 12. As far as week 12 goes, as you know, the Rams coming off a big win against the Seattle Seahawks, now in control of the NFC West. We are on back in prime time in SoFi Stadium, Sunday Night Football, when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers come rolling into town. The Bucs, they are coming in on a loss, ladies and gentlemen. 44-32 loss to the aforementioned Buffalo Bills, who will be kicking off tonight's festivities. 44-32 win by the Buffalo Bills over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Josh Allen had 19 for 33, 17 through the air with 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He also ran 3 touchdowns and basically the tush push and put like 1 or 2 of them, if I remember correctly. James Cook, 16 carries for 48 yards. Not much going on. Shavers, 4 catches, 90 yards on a touchdown. Baker Mayfield, he went 16 for 28, 173, a touchdown and a pick. Sean Tucker had a breakout game. The third string running back had a breakout game. 19 carries, 106 yards for rushing with 2 rushing touchdowns. He also had a receiving touchdown as well. The Bucs, they are still coming in a little banged up. They don't know when Burkett Irvin's coming back for them. They still probably will be without Chris Godwin. They already lost Mike Evans for the year due to a broken collarbone, and my thoughts and prayers are with Mike Evans, one of the great receivers of this generation. Sad to see him not be able to be a part of this journey with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but injuries do happen. So we just looking forward to see, can we stay relatively healthy? Can we have a good performance at home again on Sunday Night Football before we have back-to-back road games? I think we go to Carolina, then Arizona, if I remember correctly, or vice versa. But this should be an interesting game right here between the Bucs and the Rams. As of right now, the Rams are our favorite by a touchdown. A wholehearted touchdown. The Rams are our favorite. So they are thinking that these injuries by the Buccaneers are to continue to mount up against them and that they might not have the horsepower left to challenge the Rams in this contest. But it's still Baker Mayfield over there, man. You know, I like Baker. I really do. I like Baker. And Baker's been getting beat up too, so we got to look at that. As I'm looking at the injury report, the offensive tackle, Tristan Wimps, he has a shoulder injury. He's questionable. They have four offensive linemen questionable for this game. That might be the reason why it's a 7-point favorite spread for us. That's a lot. For us, we do have Nate Landman. The Landman himself, he's dealing with a back injury. Hopefully he can get that squared away and be ready to go Sunday night. Quentin Lake's on IR. Wyatt Havenstein is on IR. Tyler Higbee was put on IR, so we won't be seeing him for about a month. So we're looking at probably December 18th for those three to return, which is kind of devastating to which offensive tackle, a safety, and a tight end. But the other tight ends, they have stepped up when they had opportunity. Parkinson has stepped up. Allen has stepped up. So we also got Ferguson, our rookie tight end. And when he gets more comfortable and acclimated to the offense, he will get comfortable. I love to see him get more involved because I know what kind of tight end he was for Oregon in college. So it's that time of year when teams starting to get beat up. Everybody's hurting. Everybody's trying to push through injuries and pain and trying to make sure their tolerance is at a good level for them to step on the field. We just got to work our way through, work our way through. Also, with that win over Seattle putting us at 8-2, we are currently second in the NFC right now behind the Eagles, who are also 8-2, only because they beat us. And we know what happened back in week 30, so there's no way to revisit that. But at some point we can keep winning and Philly starts to lose, we might be able to get a bye week for the playoffs, which is like it might be the greatest thing for us right about now to get a bye week for us to, you know, get our boys healthy and get on a good run to win another Super Bowl. As this offense has been amazing except for last week, and this defense has continued to ascend and be a problem. So everything's starting to kick up now. We still got to work on special teams on the kicking side, on the field goal kicking side. Get that squared away, and who knows what might be happening. But as far as this game goes right here, Matthew Stafford and Baker Mayfield facing off. Mayfield's closing in on 2,400 yards passing with 17 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. The leading rusher is Rashad White, but we could be seeing a lot more Sean Tucker after his performance against Buffalo, so be prepared for that. And their rookie star sensation at wide receiver, Emeka Abuka from Ohio State, 45 catches, 6 touchdowns on the year, over 700 yards receiving. On the Rams side, Matthew Stafford, he's closing in on 2,600 yards passing with 27 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Kerryon Williams, he's 50 yards away from hitting 800 yards with 6 rushing touchdowns. Puka Nacua, he's 50 yards away from hitting 900. Puka Nacua could have 1,000 yards receiving year. The way he's going right now, he also has 4 receiving touchdowns. Most of the receiving touchdowns have been pretty much spread out. You know, Puka got 4, I believe. Devontae Allen, he probably has like 7, 8 of them. Then you got tight ends with a bunch of them. He did hit Williams on a couple of touchdown passes. So Stafford's 27 touchdown pass has been distributed out very well. Wide receivers, running backs, tight ends. So he's not focusing on one player, which is a good thing. We get to spread the ball around. Everybody has to cover everybody on the defensive side. And if you don't, Matthew Stafford will find the open guy, get him the ball, and we'll make things happen. I'm looking forward to this. I do believe this is the first time we get to see Baker Mayfield since he played for us 2 years ago. So I'm looking forward to this. Baker, when you did play for us, you did a very good job in the short time you had with us, man. Really appreciate you. But Sunday, you have to go down. I'm sorry. We are on a momentum ride right now. I don't want this momentum ride to stop. So I like the Rams in this one. I could be close. The spread did say 7. I think it could be closer than that. Because Baker Mayfield is a dog, and Todd Bowles, he does coach defense very well. So we shall see. Sean McVay, you need to be on your A game. You know, sign from what's their improvement on the offensive side? What can we do better? Matthew Stafford, make sure you hit your tight ends, your receivers when they're open. You missed some throws last week, but it happens. We just want to make sure we polish everything off. Okay, we're going into week 12, and we're about to hit the Thanksgiving holiday. Then before you know it, we'll be into Christmas. And then before you know that, it'll be the end of the season because New Year's is right around the corner. And then playoffs is here all of a sudden. So with that being said, I think that'll do it for this episode of Randy Talk. Thank you for tuning in. Again, if you're watching on the Playmakers blog, YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell. If you're watching on my LinkedIn page, hit me a connect, hit me a follow, then slide over to the Playmakers Blog YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, anytime we post anything on the YouTube channel, you'll be the first to know. You can catch it out and let us know how you feel. Also, comment. Feel free to comment. Feel free to say whatever it is that is on your heart to say when it comes to the Rams, when it comes to the show, whatever the case may be. I would love to interact with y'all, whether it's live, whether it's prequel. It doesn't matter. Matter how a person to get to know. And one other thing. The Playmakers Blog will be slowly transitioning. We are rebranding. We are currently in our rebranding stages, and we'll be slowly rebranding stuff. I have a new Ramley Talk logo that I'm going to debut at some point. I don't know when yet, but I do have a new logo for Ramley Talk. I think y'all going to love it. I really think y'all going to love the new logo. But it's a slow transition going through. And thank y'all for y'all support. Thank y'all for all these. We're in season six here. Thank y'all for these incredible six seasons that I am doing. I enjoy talking about the Rams. It's been fun for me, and I can't wait to continue to improve on this show, continue to make it better for you, especially those of you who are on the East Coast like I am, who don't really get to see about the Rams a lot, but you got somebody here on the East Coast that does it. And if you're on the West Coast, you want to hear somebody from the East Coast be a Ram fans, that's good for you. So thank y'all for y'all support, continue to grow and everything that I'm doing. So this is it for Ramley Talk, Orange Nation. East Coast Station, your boys out. Enjoy the game. Enjoy football this weekend. I'll be talking to y'all sometime. Maybe I might be doing a show on a Friday because I want to take Thanksgiving off. I want everybody to enjoy their family because I love Thanksgiving. So we might do our Ramley Talk show Friday. Get that in and out and get you ready for the week ahead. But until then, y'all be safe, peace, and love. Enjoy your football.
You can't reason with the sun. Trust us, we've tried. This summer, it's time to put that angry ball of fire on mute. Columbia's OmniShade technology is engineered to protect you from the sun's harsh rays that can burn and damage your skin. The sun is relentless, but so is our gear. Level up your summer at Columbia.com to spend more time outside and less time slathering on aloe lotion. You're welcome. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have no fear, Chosen Foods is here to defend your favorite foods from the forces of seedy oils and sketchy ingredients. With cooking oils, salad dressings, and mayo, all powered by the good fats from 100% pure avocado oil and simple, delicious ingredients. Chosen Foods.